Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today I'm reading from the Crystal Tarot deck, which is quite an unusual deck because I've been reading some of these meanings and they're really nothing like the ones of the Rider-Waite deck, and the imagery is a lot less harsh. This also includes things like which crystals would work well for you and which chakra it represents. So today's card is the Judgment card, and the interpretation is liberation and newfound freedom. Look inside yourself and find your true path and discover what it is that you're on this planet to achieve. This is about changing your ways and not blaming anyone, not even yourself, for your past mistakes. It's time for honesty, both with others and more importantly, yourself. Focus your energies on your crown chakra and you will find a new wisdom, a spiritual awakening leading to a rebirth of ideas and projects. Embrace these opportunities and don't let your fears stop you moving forward. This may also be a period of judgment, renewing past actions, or perhaps someone from the past will re-enter your life and influence it. This can go way back to your childhood or even past lives. You may have been feeling this happening without realizing exactly who or what is affecting you. Pluto, Judgment's associated planet, influences the transformation that you are going through by helping you learn from your efforts and errors. So that's quite nice and interesting, right? So what does that actually mean? I mean, it's got nothing to do with judgment. Oh, actually, judgment of yourself, right? So we're all pretty much good. We're all very good at judging ourselves, and we're also very good at judging others, and we are also very good at comparison and what's that thing where you leap to a conclusion about someone and then you find out that it's, I can't remember what the word is, but anyway, you assume things automatically. Assumptions lead to judgment, right? Which is why everyone says do not assume things, because you are basically leaping to a conclusion, a judgment about someone. And those kind of things stick with you. So where you do certain things to yourself, like say, oh, I'm so terrible at this, these things actually stick to you. And they leave these tiny little scars that you don't know about, right, in how you view yourself. So you need to sort of refocus that and start thinking about not doing it as much anymore. It's okay to have a little bit of anger in you, or as much as you need for the moment. But then, of course, you need to start opening yourself up. Now, with your crown chakra, there's a yoga pose, downward facing dog, which I'm pretty sure not everyone can do, which helps work on your crown chakra. And the crystal that goes along with this, if you're interested in crystals, is the fire opal chakra. Now, if you are going into the crystal things, the activation of this would be you'd hold it in your right hand and you'd sort of swirl it around in your right hand, and then you'd place it on your forehead, keeping your hand and the crystal on the crown of your head, and just leaving it there for a couple of minutes per day. And that sort of helps you open up your crown chakra. If you do not have that and you do not wish to do the yoga pose downward facing dog, basically rub your right hand so it's nice and warm, and then just place it on the crown of your head and just leave it resting there for up to 3 minutes, and that will help stimulate your crown chakra. Whilst you're doing this, you can do it watching TV or whatever you want to do, but it's best to sit cross-legged with your left palm on your left knee, just facing down, closing your eyes and just breathing in to your lower abdomen, expanding through your belly rather than expanding through your chest. I just thought I'd throw that out there, little yoga advice there, why not? Might not be doing that in every reading though, but yeah. Have less judgment, basically. Why not? It's good for you. I'll be back tomorrow with another one of these rather obscure cards. Bye.